O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The scripture for today is Luke 19, verses 1 through 10. Let's prepare our hearts to hear from God's word as we listen to Gratitude by Benjamin Hastings, Brandon Lake, and Dante Bow, sung here by Hillside Recording. Airy vocal harmonies and synthesizer open this worshipful anthem. Throughout, the music is intimate and tender in its praise of our Savior.
Jesus, thank you, Jesus.
All my words fall short. I've got nothing new. How could I express all my gratitude? I could sing these songs as I often do, but every song must end, and you never do. So I lift up my hands and praise you again and again, 'cause all that I have is a hallelujah, hallelujah. And I know it's not much, but I've nothing else fit for a king except for a heart singing hallelujah. Just one move with my arms stretched wide, I will worship you. So I lift up my hands and praise you again and again, 'cause all that I have is a hallelujah, except for a heart singing hallelujah, hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Don't you get shy on me, lift up your song. You've got a lion inside of those lungs. Get up and praise the Lord. Come on, my soul. Don't you get shy on me, lift up your song. You've got a lion inside of those lungs. Get up and get up and praise the Lord. So I lift up my hands and praise you again and again. 'Cause all that I have is a hallelujah, hallelujah. And I know it's not much, but I've nothing else fit for a king, except for a heart singing hallelujah, hallelujah.
Luke 19, verses 1 through 10. He entered Jericho and was passing through. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was rich. And he was seeking to see who Jesus was. But on account of the crowd, he could not, because he was small in stature. So he ran on ahead and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was about to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for I must stay at your house today." So he hurried and came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all grumbled, "He has gone in to be the guest of a man who is a sinner." And Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, "Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor, and if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I restore it fourfold." And Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, since he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost." Katie and I, as long as we've been together, have approached asking for help very differently. Katie does, and I do not. For example, when either of us goes into a store and we don't know exactly where to find something, Katie does a very logical thing. She finds someone who works there and asks where the item is. I, on the other hand, will think to myself, I should be able to find this thing. So I set off on a quest to find the item on my own. And though it pains me to admit it, Katie's approach is much more effective and efficient, and perhaps even more biblical. See, in order to receive help, to be found, we must recognize that we are lost. For Zacchaeus, there was no question. He was a tax collector, which meant he had spent much of his life defrauding his own people. And he must have been particularly good at it, because we read in verse 2 that he was rich. But something was missing. Despite his riches, he wasn't satisfied. We know this because he sought Jesus out. Now, this was no casual search, for he was willing to make himself look foolish, climbing up a tree in order to get a view. How often do you see grown men climbing trees? Pretty rare, right? Well, it was even more rare in the ancient Near East, which was an honor-shame culture, and one in which men typically wore robes. Grown men did not climb trees. But here we see Zacchaeus scooting up a sycamore. Why? Because he knew just how lost he was. He knew he needed help, and lucky for him, Jesus was willing and ready to provide it. So I think a question worth considering is, do you see yourself as lost and in need of help? This can be a hard thing for us to admit, but it's step one of being reconciled to God. In the moments that follow, despite the fact that it might make you uncomfortable, pray that the Spirit would reveal your spiritual need, your lostness without Jesus, and take comfort in the fact that the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. Let's close now with this prayer from John Chrysostom. God, grant that we may live our lives here without trouble and insecurity, and attain the joys of eternal life by the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and his love for us, to whom be glory and might, together with the Father and the Holy Spirit, now and always, and to the ages of ages. Amen.